Hello, welcome back to the Roadmap to Wealth podcast. My name is Carlos McWhorter, CPA, and in this episode, I want to talk about the why we buy stuff. Why do we buy things that don't matter, that's not going to help us out? Why are we stuck on buying so many material things instead of doing what we should do with money? It's one of those things that we need to do to self-assess in order to begin building wealth the way we say we want to. So let's get into it. So just thinking about this illusion of material things that it presents. We think about how we spend our money and we fail to properly allocate and think thoroughly why we're spending on what we're spending. And then we end up in this kind of cycle. So I want to go over a few things, the five things that we can do with our money. So we can buy stuff, we can buy experiences, we can buy time, we can give, we can save and invest. Those are the five things, and saving and investing being in one category. Those are the five things that we can do with our money. Four of those things truly bring us happiness. They truly do good things for us. That's the experiences, the time, the giving, and the saving and investing. Those things do what they're supposed to do for us, as far as we get our money, our resources that we work hard for, we put it into one of those categories, and it enriches our life. However, we are stuck on the first one. We like to buy stuff. The allure of buying stuff keeps us in a trap. Now, when we buy these material things, why do we buy them? Typically, we think buying the stuff is going to make us happy. We get the money, and the money in our hands and our possession isn't satisfying enough. We want to go do something with that money, buy something, and then in turn, we believe that we're going to feel better after we purchase that thing. Now, I understand the concept. I understand the idea, because we're as humans, we all get that that high off of buying something new or buying something that we want, that we now can afford. But when we buy those things, whatever the happiness that comes from that is very short-lived, is very weak. The reason is, whenever we buy something, let's say we buy a new car, there's going to be a new version of that car next year. Sooner or later, that new thing is not going to be new. And the happiness or the excitement that we get from acquiring it is going to fade away, but we still got 2 or 3 more years to pay that car off. Or if we trade it in, we're going to be upside down on the loan. So it's going to be put us in a worse financial position. So as far as happiness is concerned, the car actually did not make us happy. Now, I'm not talking about people who are in a position where they need a car and they go out and buy something that they need or something that they can afford. I'm just talking about in general. If you need a Toyota, but you went and bought a Mercedes, or if you need a Ford and you went and got a Escalade, I'm talking about those situations where you put money into something that maybe even you can use, but it didn't do, or it's not going to do what you think it's going to do for you in the long run, because it's not in those other categories that we identified are the true categories that make us happy. Now, I had this thought. If you were to imagine yourself 20 years from now, so I'm 41. So imagine, you know, my 61-year-old self talking to me right now. What would they say about my spending? What would they say about what's important in life? Not necessarily what's important to me in my mindset right now, but what's important in life. So if you think about your future self and have that conversation, how many things do you spend your money on that your future self would say, you don't need that? That's not important. It's important to make sure you have this experience. It's important to take care of yourself. It's important to take care of your body, be healthy. It's important to spend time with your family. It's important to put money aside. Why do we struggle with some of these things? And I just think it's the illusion of the sacrifice. When we consider budgeting, cutting expenses, doing things that we need to do with our money, just being sound, living below our means, we often associate that with sacrifice. But what are you truly sacrificing if you take money and you invest it? You now have the money. It's still yours. It's doing something for you. It's building wealth for you. It's earning dividends for you. So where's the sacrifice at truly? You just can't, quote unquote, enjoy it in the moment. So this is why we call it delayed gratification. But there's truly no sacrifice when you take money and instead of buying a material thing or doing something that is short-lived, taking that money and actually investing it or putting it away or giving it to someone in need or buying experiences or buying time. Let's say you hire a housekeeper. You take that money, you hire a housekeeper. That gives you time. You're like, there's no real waste. You might choose to hire a housekeeper versus go spend it. You're not wasting any money. You might be just, you're reallocating that money and buying something that truly matters. Time, experiences. If you think about time, buying time back, okay, now I can work out the way I want to. I can spend the time with my family the way I want to. I can do some of these passions that I've been dying to do, but I don't have the time to do it. This is the value and the benefit of buying time. So you may not buy that material thing or something that you really don't need, but putting it in a different category, you're not sacrificing. You're actually enriching your life when you're investing. You're not sacrificing money. You may be sacrificing a little bit of a quote unquote lifestyle, but it's not a true sacrifice because you're not really losing anything when you take that money. As far as the money is concerned, you're putting it to the side, you're investing it. Now you're building more wealth. You're doing better for yourself. There's no loss. There's no true sacrifice. It's just a different mindset, but you're really not losing. So there's nothing lost. There's no real consequences to it. You're just putting the money in a better place to take care of you in the future. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm having this conversation, the lure of stuff and why we're stuck in buying it. The problem is, again, we like seeing money more than we like having it. When it's in our hands, we don't appreciate what we can do with that money. Sometimes we appreciate more what that money can do for ourselves, or excuse me, sometimes we appreciate what that money can do when it's out of our hands, when we acquired something. That way we can have the allure, the feeling of being rich or being able to afford something versus actually being rich and actually being able to afford it. So we need to learn how to change our affection from looking a certain way and feeling a certain way to actually being that way. So imagine you are able to invest, put that money away, take care of yourself, be responsible, live below your means. 3 years from now, you can actually afford those luxury items. 3 years from now, you can actually afford the car, your dream car, the car that you want. You didn't sacrifice. You just put yourself in a position to afford it better and more comfortable later on versus buying it early to get that feeling, to get that high, to feel like you've achieved something, but you really didn't achieve it the right way. So when you achieve it the right way, it means so much more. No matter what it is, when you can actually buy it and afford it and you don't have to worry about other expenses because you haven't put it on a credit card or you haven't dipped into your savings for it, it's so much better. It's actually earning it the right way or actually having it and being in a position to truly enjoy it without worrying. That's what you want. Now, sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to get there, but that's what you want for your life. You don't want something before you can truly enjoy it. I don't want to buy some clothes that I can't afford, then I'm worried about how certain bills are going to get paid. Or I'm worried about I hope nothing goes wrong because I can't afford an emergency right now, but I have this car, or I bought these clothes, or I did this or did that. We want to enjoy it fully, not have to worry about anything going wrong, be prepared in case something does go wrong, even with having the things that we purchase. So that is the focus. That's where we want to put our affection. Now, sometimes it just flat out, you got to like being it. You have to put your affection on being financially secure and make that the sexy item. Make that the sexy thing that you want for your life versus just looking a certain way. Now, going into my next point, the power of self-assessment. When you can properly assess for yourself where you are and what you're doing, that is going to be one of the most powerful things you can do. Looking in the mirror and saying, hey, I spend too much money. Or, hey, I have not handled my finances the right way. Being able to admit that puts you in a position of power versus a position of being influenced by whatever consumerism trends are going on. You want to be in that position where you're mindful, you're aware, and you're able to start doing the things that you need to do to get in the right position. So just being able to truly be honest with yourself and self-assess and tell yourself what you're doing wrong and even why you're doing it the wrong way. That's power. That's where you want to be. So when thinking about that self-assessment, the next step is looking at the things that you actually sacrifice for. Now, some of us, again, we talked about sacrificing and how sometimes putting money in investing and saving is not truly a sacrifice. But think about this concept. How often have you sacrificed for something that you wanted? Meaning you wanted to buy a gift for someone, you wanted to go on a trip, you wanted to be able to have some type of experience. Maybe it's buy a particular thing, a luxury item, a car. We've all experienced that. We've all experienced sacrificing and doing whatever we have to do to get that thing we want, the material thing, or even that experience. Now, how often do you sacrifice for your future versus the times you sacrifice for those material things? Many of us have sacrificed more for a thing than we have for ourselves, and in the right way, not just sacrifice so we can have something, but sacrifice so we can actually be in a better position. Some of us are more on that former side versus the latter. What we'll do, we'll sacrifice to, you know, we'll cut out all the calories or lose weight for an event so we can look a certain way, or we can fit that those clothes or that dress. We'll do that for that event. But how many times have you done something like that for your personal finances to be in a better financial position? Again, most of us are on the former side, but if that's the case, then that's a clear indication that we need to start changing our mindsets and then allowing that to help direct us when we change our decisions and put ourselves in a better position that we need to be. So we want to start shifting our mindsets. And one of the things we're going to do is constantly think about the future. Now, I don't mean think about the future to where you can't enjoy today. Now, one of the things that me and my wife, we like to do, we like to talk about where we want to live in the future, where we want to retire, what type of property do we want, in the rental properties or vacation homes. We think about that a lot, and it's kind of the things that constantly kind of come up in conversation. Now, I like that because it keeps me thinking about the future and it keeps me conscious about what I'm doing right now. It makes me think about, hey, is my spending lined up with that? Am I allocating our finance? Am I investing enough and in the way that's proper, that when we talk about these conversations, they can be real expectations? If not, okay, then I can check some things. But the goal is having that in the forefront, and it's a constant reminder of where you want to go. That's the thing. You have to know where you want to go, and you have to make sure there's some type of plan in place, some type of a paradigm and a plan that follows that path so you can actually get there or have a chance of getting there at the very least. They got to have that. So this is one thing we have to do. We have to make thinking about the future and planning a constant part of our routine. Whether you update your financial plan annually or however you do it, it needs to be something that is periodic and frequent enough. At least once a year, you need to look at that. And also retirement. I know we talk about how when we put money away, it's not truly a sacrifice. When you're thinking about retirement, we all want to retire. And many people think about getting to retirement, but they fail to think about how they're going to get through retirement. How are you going to live during retirement? What is your plan? How do you plan on paying off your house? That way you don't have that liability demanding your money on your retirement income. Are you going to pull from your portfolio? Do you want dividend income to protect your principal so you don't have to pull so much? You can just live off dividends. What is your plan? Is there a life insurance in place that you can draw from? What is your true plan to fund how you want to live? Now, the tricky thing about how you want to live, number one, inflation is a real tricky thing there. When you think about inflation, inflation is averaging about 3.7, 3.8% per year over the past 60 years. That means the cost of living increases by or doubles every 20 years, little less than 20 years. So the cost of living doubles every 19.2 or 19.3 years, I believe. So as that happens, when you're thinking about retirement and you say, hey, I probably can live off of $6,000 per month. In 20 years from now, that $6,000 is going to be around $12,000. So you have to factor that in when you think about retirement. And if you retire at 60, if it's $12,000, by the time you get to 80, cost of living may be about $24,000. Now, that's not even including medical costs. The average couple is spending about $165,000 per year, not per year. Through retirement, the average couple is spending about $165,000 through retirement. And that's not including long-term care, which could be even more. Now, just think about that money, $165,000 for medical costs is the average. Some people get a diagnosis, and that whatever that diagnosis is, and those increased medical costs, that ends up wiping out that retirement, and they're in a bad position because they didn't invest enough to fund their lifestyle and the potential hazards of old age and retirement. So that's something you have to think about. Also, one of the things you need to put in your plan as far as your future, what do you want to do for your family? Many people who are successfully planning and saving for retirement, they think about legacy goals. What do I want to leave behind? And what do I want my gifting to be? Whether it's religious giving, whether it's money that you're putting away for your children or grandchildren. Some grandparents, they have a goal of helping their grandkids get through college, graduate college debt free. That's something that they put into their plan and invest for. So you have to think about what you're doing. If you're not investing about at least 10%, the chances are you're not investing enough for your retirement to sustain a lifestyle that you may be willing to sustain. So you have to think about that, at least 10%. Now, for most of us who have goals beyond just basic living during retirement, depending on how much you may want to travel or how nice you want to live, it's going to have to be about 15%, especially when you factor in children and their education cost and things like that. You're going to be closer to that 15% range, and you might even need to start thinking about investing more if you can to make sure you're in the proper position. Just none of us know what the future is going to hold. None of us know how long we're going to live. You know, hopefully we all live long, happy lives, but we don't know what's ahead. So the thing is, buying stuff that we don't need, that doesn't really serve a purpose, that just puts us in a worse position that we can't take care of ourselves in the future. So you're not sacrificing when you don't, let's say people like to use the example of that coffee. You're not sacrificing when you're not buying that coffee, if you're taking that money and you're putting it in a proper place, especially investing. What you're doing is setting yourself up and putting yourself in a more comfortable position in the future. Now, I want you to look at this graphic here. Since 2000, the year 2000 through now, 2022, healthcare costs has increased over 200%. Education costs is well over 150%. So just looking at this chart at some of the things that have become more expensive, or some few things that have become less expensive. But if you are unlucky enough to have some type of major medical issue, look at this chart and think about how it can just drain your finances. So depending on where you are and what you're doing, you have to make sure you're in a position to be prepared for these things. So that's all I wanted to cover today. Like, make sure you're thinking about your life the right way. Make sure you're not falling victim to the allure of buying things and how it may make you feel good in the moment, but that good feeling is going to fade away, and focus on the other things that actually make you happy, that actually enrich your life, the experiences, the giving, saving and investing, and the buying your time. So focus on those things. Make sure you have a healthy balance between the five categories. You don't want to give too much, because that's going to put you in a bad position. I don't think there's a such thing as saving and investing too much. That's just my opinion. Making sure you're putting money to having the great experiences with your family and enjoying your life. And even if these things don't cost money, find some experiences that you enjoy that don't cost money, so you can fulfill that space that is created when it comes to a quote unquote lack of spending, or you just putting money in other areas. So focus on those things and have a good life. That's the goal. That's what we all want to do. So thank you for joining. I hope you enjoy this episode of this podcast, and follow for more. Hope to see you in the next video.